Hi, dictation for Terence Harris. T like Tom, E R R A N C E. Last name is Harris, H A R R I S. Date of birth is 11-3-1958. Date of accident 6-7-2022. Date of service is 11-27-2023. This is a new patient visit. Chief complaints are pain in the neck and the left shoulder and lower back to the tune of 9. History of automobile accident is reported as follows. The patient reports that the symptoms of pain in the left shoulder blade and left side of the neck and lower back are reported allegedly related to the automobile accident that occurred on 6-7-2022. He reports that pain have continued to the level of 9. However, there is no radiation that is present. The history of automobile accident is reported as follows. On 6-7-2022, the patient was traveling as a front seat passenger and he was traveling with a driver who is okay in this accident. He was traveling on Woodward and Elmhurst, E-L-M-H-U-R-S-T, in Highland Park. And patient reports that he was traveling in a Hyundai sedan car in the front seat. He was wearing seatbelt and patient reports that he was traveling as a passenger on the right front seat and the driver was his ex-neighbor. He was going on Woodward northbound and some work was being carried out at the repair on the Woodward road. There was a head-on collision and after the impact, the car crossed several lanes, cutting in front and trying to make a left on the Elmhurst lane. The other car did not have the right of the way. Once again, the other car crossed several lanes on Woodward, cutting in front, and it was trying to make a left turn after cutting several lanes in front of them. And it did not have a right of the way, and he hit their car on a head-on collision as such. No tickets were issued. Nobody died in this accident. Their car was not totaled. Other car was also not totaled. Other driver did not die either. In the damage patient report that the front door was stuck and front was a hood and the bumper was smashed, but there was no internal damages, no damage to the steering wheel, console, seat belts are reported. No window glasses are damaged. Regarding the injury, patient did not have any head injury, no impact to the head. He had some whiplash and some bruises on the chest. Airbag did open up and there was no loss of consciousness. The patient was wearing seatbelt at the time of accident. It was not a hit and run accident. The police did arrive at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and beside the whiplash where his body moved up forward and backward and some pain in the left shoulder started. No symptom of TBI were reported, denied any symptom of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. There was no history of loss of balance, loss of memory, focus problem, no history of any nausea, vomiting, incontinence, denied any history of taste problem, smell problem at the time of accident, TMJ problem, no history of any vision problems. And patient was taken to the Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident via ambulance, where X-ray of the chest showed mild atelectasis of both lungs. And a CT of the abdomen showed a small amount of contusion in the front of the abdominal wall, but otherwise negative. CT scan of the cervical thoracic and lumbar spine was also completely negative except for arthritic changes. CT of the chest was negative. Regarding the pain, patient continued to have symptoms, which are reported to be pain in the left shoulder, neck, to the tune of 9. Lower back pain is also 9. No radiation was reported except for the left upper arm, a little slightly as a pain. He reported that he has a hard time turning towards the left, and the range of motion of the left shoulder is limited to 100 degrees of abduction maximum, after which he has severe pain, and he is unable to use his left shoulder. He reports that his pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, and exhausting, and 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 since the accident. He has had an IME on December 6, 2023, which reports is not available, and he also has a deposition on December 19, 2023, that is not available either. In the modified factor for the pain, patient report that pain is not improved with anything else, and not worsened with anything either. Only pain medication has helped, and the ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the patient report that eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, and dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates are all affected 10, according to him. He denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling anywhere. No lethargy is reported. Mild difficulty walking is reported, but no incontinence of the bowel, urine, or anxiety, depression, panic. No sleep problem, no subtle anesthesia is reported. Patient does not have any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, sleep problems, mood problem, depression issues. No anxiety, concentration, self-work problems are reported. In the past treatment, patient report that he, on the day of accident, he was in the Henry Ford Hospital ER for 8 hours, where all the testing was confirmed negative, all CT scan, X-rays, except for a mild atelectasis of the lungs, but that is now improved. He saw his primary care doctor for 11 months, and he saw physical therapy. He has an attorney, Friedman, and he also saw Dr. Mustafa. He has been seeing chiropractic for last 8 months for 3 times per week. Physical therapy has not been done, according to him. He has had 1 acupuncture per week for last several weeks. And he reports that he has not felt better at all. He is always in pain. And no MRIs have been done, and no injuries, and no surgery has been done. No injection has been done, no surgery has been done. No epidural injections have been done either. And please review the chart for the system review, for surgical history, medications, family history, relationship status, employment status, for legal history, for the personal history. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 120/96. Pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'9", and the weight is 325 pounds. The patient is a 65-year-old well-oriented, cooperative, and conscious of a good build, nutrition. Hydration is good, attitude is good, demeanor is very good, patient is able to walk reasonably well, independently, without using any cane or any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination that are completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is completely normal. The spine tenderness is noticed in L4, 5, plus 1, and bilateral SI joint. The spasm of the paravertebral muscle is not present, hypertonicity is 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 40, In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, the cervical spine Hockman sign negative, Sperling and Lermit test are positive, distraction test positive, Sotoal test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test was negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test was negative, and Kemp test was positive. Babinski sign negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joint are positively tender, and standing flexion test and the compression test are positive, distraction test positive, and Gonsalon and Faber test are positive. Trendberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, all the extremities are completely normal with normal motor power, normal grip, without any leg length discrepancy. Quick test is negative. Range of motion of all the joints except left shoulder are completely normal. Gait is normal, non-antalgic. No pedal edema or tenderness is noticed. Examination of the left shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normal. And on palpation, no tenderness or any fractures, contusion are noticed. And range of motions are normal, except in active motion, there is some pain is reported after 110 degrees of abduction. Muscle strength is 5/5. Drop arm test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Hawking-Kennedy test is positive on the left shoulder. Rest of the exam is normal. The diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXD CNS R51 R F141.1 Nerves M79.2 Muscles M79.1 Ligaments M54.0 Left shoulder M25.512 M75.110 M75.30 M75.50 MS43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2 M50.20 54.12 S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine M54.5 51.27 54.16 S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilaterally M54.17 S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Terence Harris is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered to continue 2 times per week for now, for neck, lower back, and the left shoulder, along with traction massage, laser treatments. Disability continues for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided. No medications are provided. An MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is ordered. Since no MRI had been reported ordered earlier, only CT scan were done, and the patient continues to have pain in the neck and the lower back and left shoulder. So the pathology has not been identified, and hence the better treatment plan cannot be undertaken. No medications are provided as far as the records are concerned. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. If you have available MRI, other imaging records are reviewed. The first day patient visited Henry Ford Hospital, those records for date 11/27/2023, for 6/7/2022 have been reviewed. for the date of emergency visit. All the MRI, CT scan, they were reported negative. Sorry, all the CT scan and X-rays were reported negative. Interventional pain procedures are not being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered release and they've been reviewed. IME exam is being ordered. Investigation, an MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is ordered. DMEs, the patient already has all the DMEs. No new DMEs are being ordered. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days after the MRI. Patient support, yes. Thank you.